It's Thursday, March 9th, AD 2017. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. One Pakistani Christian woman was forced to marry a Muslim man after he kidnapped her in July of 2015. Fuzia Bibi was in the home of Muhammad Nazir for months until she was enabled, by the power of God, to escape captivity in October of 2016. Wilson Chowdhury of the British Pakistani Christian Association told The Worldview that Fuzia wants them to, quote, pursue, unquote, an annulment of the marriage.
After hearing about a new piece of legislation that came out in December last year, Fuzia Bibi has asked us to pursue an annulment of her marriage, which could in essence become a landmark case that frees her, and not only her, but could in essence be a trigger for the release of many other Christian girls who have been forcibly kidnapped and forced into Islamic marriage in the same manner.
Judge Ruth Neely, a Pinedale, Wyoming municipal judge, refused to perform a homosexual marriage because of her Christian convictions and was summarily reprimanded in court, reports Fox News. In a 3-2 decision, the court ruled that Neely violated a judicial conduct code, but she would not have to be removed from the bench. Justice Kate Fox wrote in her ruling that it was about, quote, maintaining the public's faith in an independent and impartial judiciary that conducts its judicial functions according to the rule of law, independent of outside influences, including religion, unquote. A United Kingdom public prosecutor has alleged that quoting from the King James Version of the Bible in public should be considered abusive and even criminal in a case involving two Christian street preachers, reports the Christian Institute. The two men, Michael Overd and Michael Stockwell, claimed they were simply preaching the gospel and answering questions from the crowd. The prosecutor said, quote, to use words translated in 1611 in a very different context, in the context of modern British society, must be considered to be abusive and is a criminal matter, unquote, especially the notion that Jesus is God in the flesh. President Donald Trump's first full month in office witnessed an increase in employment as U.S. companies added 298,000 new jobs in February. In fact, new job figures from ADP beat economists' estimates by more than 100,000, reports the Daily Mail.
I'm very pleased to announce that the great company ExxonMobil is going to be investing $20 billion in the Gulf Coast and the Gulf Coast region. It'll be 45,000 jobs, and they're great jobs, $100,000 average. This is something that was done to a large extent because of our policies and the policies of this new administration having to do with regulation and so many other things. So I said we're bringing back jobs. This is one big example of it.
Republican Congressman Scott Taylor of Virginia was abruptly disconnected from his CNN interview with Dana Bash on Monday, just as he began citing statistics revealing 300 refugees admitted to the U.S. are being investigated by the FBI in domestic terrorism cases.
Do you think it is necessary for the security of this country to put this ban in place?
Just today, the FBI comes out and says that 30% of their domestic terrorism cases that they're investigating are from folks who are refugees. It's important not to label all refugees bad people. That's not why I'm here. But
That's when the feed suddenly cut out, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Taylor's face and voice were replaced by an image of colored bars and a loud buzzing noise.
I was just going to say, Congressman, it's time to go, but I think the TV gremlins did that for us.
James Comey said yesterday at a Boston College conference on cybersecurity that he plans to serve his entire 10-year term as FBI director, reports Politico.com.
You're stuck with me for about another 6.5 years.
Comey did not address swirling questions about the claims by President Donald Trump that Obama ordered a wiretap of then-candidate Trump. North Korea could soon have the capacity to launch an attack on Hawaii that would devastate America's Pacific military bases, accelerating the need for the United States to upgrade missile defenses in the area, reports the Washington Free Beacon. Gone are the days when Coke adds life. Now, Coke is blatantly celebrating the death style of homosexuality. Their new TV ad features a brother and sister vying for the attention of a handsome pool boy in a campaign about which the Homosexual Out magazine said, quote, "Sibling rivalry never looked more inclusive," unquote. Identical twins David Benham and Jason Benham, known as the Benham Brothers, want Americans to understand that there is an attack on Christians' religious liberty in the country, and for the first time ever, they believe it will cost something to live out their faith, reports the Christian Post. The former professional baseball players have become well-known Christian activists since losing their reality television show on HGTV, which was canceled due to comments made by the Benhams regarding abortion and homosexual marriage. Referring to the believers in Hebrews 11, David Benham said, quote, "They ran their race, and it cost them something. For some, it cost them their very lives." But then Hebrews 12 says, "Now it's our time. Since we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, let us run the race with perseverance that is set before us." So it's our turn. We've got the baton, and we're going to win this. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at NOAAConference.org. That's NOAAConference.org.